When I decided to leave my 9-to-5 job and become a full-time business owner, I remember feeling like I had won the lottery. I was excited and I was already enjoying coaching so much, it didn't feel like work to me. However, before I left my 9-to-5, I was coaching to help people for fun, and I hadn't put a ton of effort into the business side. When I left my job to make coaching my full-time business, I hit one of the biggest personal growth journeys I've ever been on. So over the last several years, I've come to understand how important it is to have confidence, or what I would say is crazy confidence, when you're trying to build your business. Using my own experiences and the experiences of women I've coached, I've learned how often women unintentionally sabotage their confidence during their business building journey. If you're a female in business or an entrepreneur and you are struggling to be confident, you may be doing one, or you could be doing all six of these things. So go grab a pad of paper and pen and listen in. For those of you listening in today that are not business owners, this information still applies to you. The ways you sabotage your confidence are similar or the same. So don't swipe this episode away, because I guarantee you, you will learn a thing or two today. Are you letting your big dreams sit on the shelf and collect dust? Do you want to have crazy confidence that allows you to be unstoppable, but you encountered something in your life that just robbed you of some of your confidence? Have you watched other people with purpose and passion and wondered how you could find that purpose and passion too? Are you ready to stop just going through the motions and break free from self-doubt and negative thought patterns? Welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. My name is Heather Edwards. I'm a certified master life coach. If you've been looking for a blueprint for how to stop being a paralyzed perfectionist, this podcast is for you. I'm going to share how to uncover limiting beliefs and fears that are holding you back. My goal is to help bridge that gap between who you are and who you want to be. We will tackle how to use mind management to get rid of negative thinking, procrastination, and anxiety. One thing is for sure, you're going to come away more confident and ready to do whatever you put your mind to. Let's do this. Today, we're going to talk about six ways you sabotage your confidence and keep yourself stuck in life and in business. The number one way you sabotage your confidence is not doing what you say you're going to do. This goes for what you commit to do to yourself or the things that you talk about doing with others. When you say you're going to do something and then you don't complete a task or finish a project, you're building a case in your brain for not believing you're reliable or capable. Being reliable and capable are the building blocks of confidence, so your confidence takes a hit every single time. You don't want to say that you're going to do something and not do it. It's better for your confidence to simply not commit to doing something rather than saying you will and not doing it. The number two way you sabotage your confidence is comparing yourself to others, whether this is worrying about what a coworker is doing down the hall or thinking about a friend who's making history in another company and comparing yourself to them. It is unfair to you to compare yourself to other people. Your story is never the same. You are different, your experience and talents are different, and the people surrounding you are different. You cannot and will not ever be able to control the environment enough to be able to justify comparing yourself to another person. Period. End of story. Let's say you are depending on yourself being better than others to maintain confidence. This is not a very solid foundation and it will crumble. People just grow at different paces throughout life. You may experience a delay in growth and 2 years later experience exponential leaps in personal or professional growth. The same goes for other people in your social circle. Now that our social circles include hundreds of folks online, this approach could be disastrous for your confidence. Keep in mind, your story is the only story you can manage. Your best bet is to continue to improve you. There isn't anything wrong with borrowing strategies from other people. Just make sure you're not comparing, quote unquote, your results or lack of results. The third way that we sabotage ourselves in business with our confidence is by trash talking. And when I say trash talking, I mean trash talking yourself and others. You're your biggest critic and you use language with yourself like you shouldn't have done that. What were you thinking? Or you could never make this work. Anything that is laced with judgment or shame is a no-go. Do yourself a favor and write down your primary thoughts about yourself for about a week. You could be an overconfident person, but most likely your self-talk isn't helping your confidence. A rule I use with my clients is if you wouldn't say it to your 5-year-old self, don't say it at all. If you need to create a different thought to replace one that is reoccurring, do that work. Get down and dirty with yourself and figure it out. Create a bridge thought. You'll never regret working to create healthier thoughts. This goes for your narratives about other people as well. There are a million reasons why you may feel compelled to say negative things about someone else you know. The next time you think about speaking ill of someone else, imagine you're speaking to them as their 5-year-old self. I promise it won't be as easy to do. Speaking negatively about other folks is devaluing them, and ironically, it is stripping you of your value at the same time. Think about the last time you were talking to someone who talks poorly of other people. Did you feel good or bad when that conversation was over? Building your most confident self so you can be an extraordinary business owner requires self-control and self-awareness. When you begin to understand your value as a professional and your inherent value as a person, you'll begin to understand this about all the people around you. This doesn't mean that you love all things about everyone. It simply means you are aware that each of us has value, even when that value isn't aligned with ours. The number 4 way you sabotage your confidence and keep yourself stuck is by not having or sticking to a plan. If you live by the seat of your pants all the time, you may have a hard time finding confidence. There isn't anything wrong with spontaneity. It can increase creativity and help you feel less stressed. However, before you throw your planner or Google Calendar out the window, hear me out. Building confidence requires understanding your ability to handle life and trusting yourself. When you create a plan and you check off those little boxes, you're building your confidence muscles as a person who can be trusted and one that can do great things. Creating goals or a success plan gives you a direction to concentrate on, an area where to focus your energy, and a place to think through the next steps. Going from place to place without direction can be a huge waste of time, and it can leave you feeling as if you haven't accomplished anything. I know there are a few of you out there who are wanting to fight me on this one. Believe me, I get it. I really do. If I had my way, I would live freely, doing whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. I have had many clients with that same thought about living life. The problem with this is that you tend to be less efficient. This can often hurt your confidence because you struggle hitting the marks you want to hit. Number 5, not prioritizing you. If you focus too much on business and not enough on your health and your personal life, the imbalance will show. If you people please all the time and forget to say no, you will eventually feel burned out and overwhelmed. You will not feel as if you could conquer the world. Many of the women I coach suffer from people pleasing in one way or another. Women are natural nurturers. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing, unless it comes at the expense of your own needs. If you don't care for your own health, eventually you won't be able to do anything for anyone else. By taking care of yourself first, you end up having the ability, the confidence, and the desire to give to people and projects that are important and relevant. The last thing we're going to talk about today that can sabotage your confidence is neglecting your greatest asset. I want you to think about this for just one second. What is your biggest asset? So often we'll name something outside of ourselves. Here it is. The thing that makes the biggest difference in your outcomes, the thing that has the highest ROI or return on investment is, drumroll please, your mind, your brain, your mindset. If you have all the tools in the world for your business and you have a big, beautiful family and a house, but have a lousy mindset, it's easy to lose it all. even if you have a managed mind, you can lose it in an instant. The only thing that helps you recover in the face of adversity is your mind, how your brain responds. If your brain says, "I'm giving up" when challenges arise, you will struggle with confidence and success even though you're fully capable of reaching it. If you have a mind that considers, "How can I move forward when it's hard?" you'll find a way. You'll have the confidence to figure it out. Believe me, I know there are times we need to spend time in grief or have seasons of not moving forward in life. That's okay. That's to be expected, and it's not what I'm referring to. I am talking about the general way your brain manages challenges. Does it naturally get curious, or does it shut down? If you don't know how your brain reacts or how your mind tends to react to challenge, you may consider observing your reactions. When life gets hard, how do you react? Then consider, how do I want to react? Start there. The greatest investment you'll ever make is understanding your brain, how it works, and how you can maximize what it can do for you. I work on my mind continually. How do you invest in your mind? How do you invest in yourself? I hope you're able to figure out if you're unknowingly sabotaging your confidence, if you happen to have some of these behaviors. If you are sabotaging your confidence, I hope this episode will help you find habits that will create greater confidence for your business and in your life. Thank you so much for listening in today. I sincerely appreciate it. If you haven't had time to leave a review, it would be a huge honor for me to get a review from you. If you go down to the 5 stars and leave a review, it lets me know and other people know that you're enjoying the show and it helps people find me. I would also love to coach you. If you are listening into these episodes and you're thinking, "Man, I really want to be more confident. I really want to be crazy confident," I can help you do just that. All you need to do is head over to thecrazyconfidencecoach.com and sign up for a discovery call or your first one-on-one coaching session. Thanks again for listening in. If you have a friend or family member who would enjoy The Crazy Confidence Coach, please share the show. Have a great week. Love you big.